Hi and welcome to another Folkin.com downloadable interview backstage at Cropperty 2022, the one we've been waiting for 2 years with me, Paul Johnson. And I was sitting there innocently Facebooking out a couple of days ago saying I'm going to be at Cropperty as usual doing the old Folkin.com interviews, and I got a message come back saying you can grab me if you want. So I was invited to grab Rosalie Cunningham, and here I am with Rosalie Cunningham.
I might add.
Exactly. It's just an interview. I'm not going to be doing any grabbing. It's not my style. But how lovely to see you. How are you doing?
Just so excited. I don't have words. Just looking, this is by far the biggest thing I've ever done. And when we arrived and I just saw that sea of people, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's great. When I came in, I was here Wednesday, the mirage, there was a heat mirage over the field. Yeah. And it was
God. The people were creating more heat.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been this hot here since about 2002, with people putting their heads under taps and things. Yeah. But I've got to say, we're sitting here in your dressing room and you look so calm and cool. There's not a bead of sweat on you, so you're looking good.
I've been sitting in front of the fan for a while, yeah. I'm sure that won't be the case after I get off stage in a velvet catsuit, so...
I've heard about the velvet catsuit. I'm looking forward to seeing it. For people who are not that aware of you, obviously you've got a new album out called Two Piece Puzzle, but tell us a bit about your life in the rock and roll business, because you're quite glam, aren't you? You're a bit of glam rocky.
I'll take that. My life in the rock business, God. Well, I've been doing it for a very long time. Went professional when I was 16 with a band called Ipso Facto, and then quickly after that formed my band that I guess I'm most known for, which was called Person, P-U-R-S-O-N, which was a kind of heavier take on the sort of thing I'm doing now. And for whatever reason, I disbanded that. And I've been doing my solo project for the last two albums. For about 5 years I've been doing this.
Wow, was it a bit scary at first, having a band around you and going solo? It was scared of living daylights out of me.
Yeah, it was, because you don't have the kind of camaraderie that you... When you go into something with a band, even if you make a mistake, you've got each other to kind of fall back on. And I don't mean musically, I mean like sort of in the business type thing, trusting people that you shouldn't trust, things like that. And when you're just doing it yourself, you feel like you really don't want to put a foot wrong, because you've only got yourself to blame if you do. But I do have a band around me, that's the thing.
Yeah.
When I first started, I didn't. I was doing it, all the writing, recording, everything myself, and I'm still doing the writing myself, but the recording I now have my partner involved in, and the live side of things, I've got a great band together, so it's got that feeling of a band.
That's good. You look like you're doing quite a big tour, but this is all for your new album, A Two-Piece Puzzle, isn't it? Is it quite a big, you're doing lots of gigs to cover that?
Yeah, the UK tour, yeah, that spans kind of October into November. All dates are on the website, I'm going to list them now. And then, yeah, next year we're off to Europe doing a European tour.
Wow.
We've just come back from a few days in Europe, actually, supporting a band called the Sheepdogs, who are from Canada. Yeah, that was really cool. So, yeah, things are kind of up and running again after a long time off.
So where's your hometown? Where do you actually come from?
Southend.
Oh, Southend.
Essex, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I had some Canvey Island samphire the other day, and it's Leo's. It's lovely.
Yeah. I've never actually found it myself. It's this mythical thing that everybody seems to go and find. I'm like, where does it live?
I wonder whether it's actually true. I think it's something else dressed up as Canvey Island samphire. So live show today, we're looking forward to it. Are you going to be playing some of your new album?
A lot of it.
Excellent.
A lot of it.
Look forward to that.
Yes.
And after that, you're doing tour, which obviously we're put on folkin.com as well. We'll just do a link to your tour dates as well.
I should probably add, because I've just heard him just out practicing. Rick Sanders played on two songs on the album, and he's going to be guesting with us.
Oh, wow. So he's coming on stage today with you.
Songs, yeah.
Oh, that's great stuff.
Yeah. We've never actually played together. It was all done in lockdown remotely. So he'd send me parts, and we'd spend a lot of time talking on the phone, but we'd never met before.
Oh, well, that's going to be an experience.
Well, we just met just now. So that's
great. Oh, he's lovely, though. He's lovely. Every year we talk to Chris Leslie.
Yeah.
It's the kind of marker of the Folkin.com marker of another year's gone by. So we talked to him. Oh, you're a love player. And he's such a great player. I mean, he can go from jazz to sort of, he's an amazing player.
Well, what he did on these two songs, I absolutely loved. And he said, well, it's not going to be exactly like that, because what I did was a bit improvised. I was like, well, that was improvised. It's just incredible. I thought obviously so much thought went into it, but he's just that good a player. He can just churn out these licks that are just beautiful, stunning.
It just goes off.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Well, listen, have a great show. Good luck. Not that you're going to need good luck, because I'm sure it's going to be absolutely fun. It's been a delight meeting you. It really has. Take care, and we'll see you on the road somewhere.
Yes,
thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having us.